All right, so today's deep dive is it's a little bit different. We're kind of doing things a little differently. Imagine we're sitting in on a round table, you know, like we're flies on the wall with Damian Jordan and Leslie from Situation Group, and we're kind of absorbing their post-Cranes Crossroads Conference insights.
Ooh, I like this. This is fun.
Yeah, you know. So first off, right off the bat, we got to give a shout out to the Cranes team. The speakers were spot on. The
Wow.
topics were thought-provoking, and the hospitality, A plus.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's important to start with, you know, that we're all coming at this with a sense of appreciation for the event itself, you know,
Right.
which I think helps us understand the context of Damian Jordan and Leslie's discussion.
Exactly. So for me, what really jumped out was this underlying tension that kind of ran through their entire conversation. It's like this push and pull between these bold, ambitious visions for New York City's future. But then on the other hand, you have the realities of everyday life for New Yorkers.
Right. You know, trying to reconcile the blueprint with the
Yeah.
actual lived experiences in the city.
Yeah. And I think the timing of the conference, you know, right after a major election, added this whole other layer to it.
Absolutely.
Almost like an unspoken, you know, elephant in the room kind of thing,
Right.
especially when it came to conversations about real estate and infrastructure,
Totally.
you know.
Yeah.
And Jordan actually pointed out that some of these discussions felt a little agenda-driven, like they were more focused on attracting investment than really considering the people who already live and work here.
Oh, for sure. And you picked up on something similar with Leslie, where she felt like some of the things that give New York its character were sort of being pushed to the side,
Yeah.
specifically the arts, tourism, and that small business community.
Yeah. It's like we're so focused on the shiny new skyscrapers that we forget about, you know? The mom-and-pop shops that have been the backbone of their neighborhoods for
Yeah,
generations. Where
exactly.
do they fit into this grand vision, you
Yeah.
know?
It raises a really important question. Whose vision of the future are we talking about? And to illustrate that point further, Leslie highlighted this disconnect when they were talking about housing, you know, this whole
Yeah.
idea of creating more housing for artists and students, which on the
Sounds
surface
great, yeah.
sounds great,
But
but
it doesn't address the struggles of small businesses post-COVID.
right. It's like trying to solve two separate problems without recognizing how they're related.
Totally.
And then Damien brings up this statistic that really, I think, drives home the complexity of these issues.
Okay.
Building subway tracks in New York City
Yeah.
costs 7 times more than in Paris.
Wow.
He attributes it to a combination of factors:
Yeah.
bureaucratic hurdles, outdated union regulations, and really a lack of political will to streamline the process.
It makes you wonder if any of these ambitious infrastructure plans are even realistic, you know?
Well, it highlights the gap between a vision and execution, for sure. And as Jordan emphasized, housing is not just its own little problem over here. It impacts everyone, from artists and students trying to, you know, make it in the city, to longtime residents being priced out of their neighborhoods.
Yeah, it kind of ripples out and affects every aspect of life in the city.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's like we're trying to solve a puzzle, but we're only looking at a few pieces at a time, you know? And this kind of leads into another point that Damien brought up. He observed that there wasn't this one single unifying vision for the city's future that really resonated with people.
It is interesting because New York has always been a city of big dreams and bold ideas. Maybe in trying to tackle so many different things at once, that singular inspiring vision kind of got lost in the shuffle.
Maybe. And Jordan actually found a different approach much more compelling. She really connected with Henry Timm's idea of focusing on small and medium ideas as the drivers of real lasting change over time.
That's the power of incrementalism, right? Small steps, consistently taken, can lead to huge transformations.
Exactly. It's not about these flashy headline-grabbing projects. It's about that steady, persistent work that often goes unnoticed, but ultimately shapes the fabric of a city. And this resonated with Leslie, too, especially after Tim shared a letter from his daughter about finding purpose in work and life.
It's a powerful reminder that the future of a city isn't just about buildings and infrastructure. You know, it's about the people who live there, their aspirations, their sense of belonging, their contribution to the community.
Absolutely. And speaking of community, the issue of public safety and crime was a big topic at the conference, and you noted that Jordan appreciated Governor Hochul's honesty in acknowledging the problem.
Yeah, it was refreshing to hear that directness. Instead of trying to sugarcoat the situation, she addressed it head on. which is the first step towards finding real solutions.
Right. And Damien raised this fascinating point about how some people were framing the recent election as being driven by emotion rather than facts.
That whole debate about feeling versus facts.
Right.
And Damien argued against dismissing people's concerns as just perception. Because oftentimes, those feelings come from very real experiences, especially when it comes to issues like crime.
Right. He's saying we can't just brush aside how people feel, even if it doesn't perfectly align with the data. You know,
yeah.
Those feelings are valid and they deserve to be acknowledged.
And Jordan agreed. Adding that, it's about finding a middle ground. We can't ignore the data, but we also can't ignore how people are experiencing life in the city.
It's about empathy, about recognizing that different perspectives and experiences shape how we see the world around us. Now, despite all these complex challenges, there was also a sense of optimism that emerged from the conference.
It's that undeniable New York spirit, right? Mm. Leslie really emphasized how the conference captured what makes the city so unique, its creativity, its grit, its ability to constantly reinvent itself.
Mm-hmm. And Damien pointed out how New York continues to attract top talent from all over the world, despite all the hurdles, whether it's the high cost of living, the aging infrastructure, or even the challenges facing the education system.
It really speaks volumes about the city's enduring allure. It's a place where people come to chase their dreams, to test their limits, and to be a part of something bigger than themselves.
And Jordan, while she shared that enthusiasm, she also wished that there had been more focus on the arts and culture, which, you know, as we discussed earlier, plays such a vital role in shaping the city's identity.
It's like that heartbeat, you know, that keeps the city pulsing with energy and creativity.
Mm.
So as we kind of reach the end of Damien, Jordan and Leslie's roundtable,
mm,
what were their final takeaways?
Well, Leslie concluded that New York isn't broken, but it is messy, complex, and extraordinary.
Yeah, it really is a perfect way to describe it, you know. Mm. A city that embraces its contradictions, its imperfections, and somehow manages to thrive amidst all the chaos.
Exactly. And Jordan emphasized the city's resilience, you know, urging us to not lose sight of what makes New York feel like home amidst all the grand visions and ambitious plans. It's important to remember those small, everyday moments that make the city so special.
The little things that make you feel like you belong.
Right.
Whether it's grabbing a bagel from your favorite corner deli or stumbling upon a hidden gem of a bookstore.
Precisely. And Damien, ever the optimist, acknowledged the city's issues, but emphasized its unmatched potential, its grit, and its ambition.
He's basically saying don't bet against New York, a city that has always defied expectations and found a way to overcome its challenges.
And it's that spirit, that unwavering belief in the possibility of a better future that will continue to shape New York City for generations to come.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the Crane's Crossroads Conference, through the lens of Damien, Jordan and Leslie's roundtable, I'm left with this feeling of cautious optimism.
I think that's the perfect way to put it. There's a recognition of the very real challenges facing the city, but also a belief in its ability to adapt, innovate, and ultimately thrive.
It's a reminder that the future of New York, like any city, isn't predetermined. It's being shaped right now by the collective actions, decisions, and dreams of its people.
And that brings us back to you. If you were at that Crane's Crossroads Conference, what aspect of New York City's future would you have wanted to discuss? What questions would you have posed?
And perhaps even more importantly, how can we apply these insights to our own cities, mm-hmm, our own communities? What makes your place special? What challenges does it face? And how can you, as an individual, contribute to shaping its future?
Those are the questions we hope this deep dive has sparked in your mind. Because ultimately, the future of any city isn't just about grand visions or ambitious plans. It's about the people who call it home and their commitment to making it a place where everyone can thrive.
Thanks for joining us on this thought-provoking journey. Until next time, keep exploring. Keep questioning and keep diving deep.